Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only thing I know about Hanukkah, it generally pops up the same time as the Dolphins start to hit the skids. Sometime in December.
Usually the Dolphins come first.
You think? Yeah. I'm not sure. It's generally around the same time.
The Dolphins actually got it going this year, that time of year.
Yeah. Was Hanukkah in September this year? Because that's when the Dolphins hit the skids this year.
Correct.
I didn't think that the two things were connected. I'm just saying that it usually is around the same time. That's all I'm saying.
You're saying it's around the time all the Jews go down to Miami.
No, I'm not putting it on them. It's definitely on the Dolphin organization as a whole. It's nobody else's fault. Please, don't get me in more trouble. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. All right, so we're talking about the Giants a lot. And it kind of ties into the Jet conversation, because if the Giants do get that number one overall pick, wouldn't it be nice? The only reason why Jet fans feel good about their organization right now, and it's the only thing you can really point to, is the fact that they're going to have to all these draft picks over the next couple of drafts as a result of trading away Quinnen and trading away Sauce. That's the one thing that they can point. Well, sure, our team is terrible. Sure, our coach has not shown that he can be a head coach, and we've taken a step back where this was supposed to be a year where we're taking a step forward. Sure, we could not possibly be further away on the quarterback position, which is the most important position in sports. Yes, our defense is terrible, even though we brought in a defensive head coach. Yes, it seems like even though we've been rebuilding and currently mired in the longest drought in terms of the postseason in North American sports, we still feel like we're a mile away. But at least we got draft picks. We got lots of draft picks over the... Has draft picks and a lack of draft picks been the reason why you've been so bad for... No, it's not. It's not been the reason we've been so bad for so long. But we got a lot of them. We got first-round picks. We got second-round picks. And how nice would that be for the Giants to be able to take away a pick here from the Jets, a pick next year from the Jets? Because they're going to be one of the teams, clearly, that's in the conversation for trading up to that number one pick. They have to be. They have to be. They have to. The one thing they have to solve this offseason is what are they going to do at quarterback? Now, I saw yesterday that Justin Fields was put on the injured reserve, so his season is over. And I get that the reporters can't jump to conclusions on that. But the fact that I saw a tweet saying Justin Fields placed on season-ending IR, likely ending his Jets career. Likely? I feel like that's a pretty safe assumption. Could possibly end his Jets career. Yes, I think that that's a pretty safe assumption. We will not hold that against you if you get that one wrong. Yeah, I think it's a safe assumption that Justin Fields will not be back next year. But that's the number one thing the Jets have to figure out. And is it the only thing? No. And I understand why Jet fans would be leery. I don't want to trade away picks to move up to get a quarterback. You need to get a quarterback. I'm not saying it has to be the number one pick in the draft, but you got to find a guy here, man. The clock is ticking. This idea about patience moving forward. It's okay. We can get him in 2027. Not if you're Aaron Glenn. Not if you don't fix that problem next year. And I know that the story kind of popped up because of the report by Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk about he wasn't saying that he had heard this, but that, you know, Aaron Glenn could be coaching for his job, and people have come out, and now reporters behind the scenes say that's not the case, that he's going to be back. I don't know if that's the right decision. The first point that you would make that that's not the right decision is that's the decision the Jets are making. And that's a good, like, if you just simply went against everything the Jets told you here the last 15 years, man, you'd be sitting on a boatload of money. You could hire Bill Gates to be your butler. I mean, you'd be so loaded with the amount of things that the Jets have gotten wrong. And I would just, you know, like, thinking about what Aaron Glenn has proved or not proved in his first year as the head coach of the Jets, it reminds me of that scene from Office Space when the two consultants come in and say, what would you say you do here? Like, what would you say you do here, Aaron Glenn? The offense, which has been an issue for forever, you've not been able to figure out the quarterback position in forever, and yet you gave us a version of the offense which was worse than all the previous versions. Again, I keep saying this every single year. The Jets have never been further away at the quarterback position, and each year it keeps getting worse. It wouldn't seem possible. If I had told you before the season, somehow the Jets at quarterback are going to be even worse than they've ever been before, you'd say, that's not Gordon, that's ridiculous. That's just something you say for the radio, for clicks, for engagement. But yet, it's been unwatchable. And this is not the type of thing, this is not the type of situation where it's a first-year head coach who was stuck with leftovers from the previous regime. No, they went out and brought in Justin Fields on their own. That was their one big swing this offseason. And it was a swing and a miss, as much of a swing and a miss as you could get. They couldn't have hit a beach ball with a shed door. They swung and missed so badly. The offense was worse. The team, which I didn't think it was possible, took another step back. Now, I was not expecting giant leaps forward, but I was not expecting another step back. And he's a defensive coach. All right, well, how's the defense? The defense is even more atrocious. And I would just say, like, look, it does seem like that Aaron Glenn is going to be here long term. I just wonder what it's going to look like the next 2 weeks. As it is, the last 3 weeks, the Jets, it's not like they're, and I don't believe in momentum going into next year. Have no fear. The Jets are not building anything towards next year. They have been outscored the last 3 weeks 36-111. They are getting their doors blown out week in and week out. And, oh, how did they finish up the year? They face off against the Patriots this week. And then they play the Bills in Buffalo, which might very... I would think that the Bills will need that game in some way, shape, or form. And it's the final game in the history of that stadium. So, the Jets have proven they can get blown out by anybody. They got blown out by Miami and New Orleans. You don't think they're going to get blown out by the Patriots and the Bills? So, I know the conversation has already moved on. I feel like I have a crystal ball. It feels like we will be a year from now, in the future, 1 year from this date, and we might very well be sitting in the same position where we're saying to yourselves, keeping Aaron Glenn was a mistake. That's how bad year one has been. Nothing good has come about as a result of this year in terms of the head coach. And you were not looking for massive things to hang your hat on. He gave you no hat or anything to hang it on. It's been that bad. I thought coming into the year, hey, Aaron Glenn is going to show you how bad a head coach Robert Saleh is. Have you seen what people are saying? They're already saying Robert Saleh clearly deserves another chance to be a head coach. The Ringer had Robert Saleh as their number one option who's available this offseason to get a head coaching job. Now, maybe that's partly because Robert Saleh has maybe rebuilt himself with the Niners defense, but I think at least part of that is that Robert Saleh looks better based on the job that Aaron Glenn has done. It's been atrocious. It's been so bad. And when it comes to the Jets moving forward, like the number one thing they're going to have to, if they're not changing the head coach, and I'm sure they probably won't, they got to figure out what the quarterback situation is. So the talk about trading up to number one is going to be out there. But I think that the problem for the Jets is if you're the Giants, the Jets have to pay more. Whatever the price is, if you're the Giants, I don't want to be handing. And look, the chances is the Jets move up to number one, get the right guy, and develop the right guy. The odds are astronomical. I mean, the odds are through the roof that happens. But if you're the Giants, you're going to have, it's not like the Jets are the only team that's looking to move up. If you end up losing to the Raiders, I'm sure the Raiders are going to want to move up. I'm not ruling out the Browns. I'm not ruling out the Saints. I'm not ruling out any of these teams that might want to move up to get Fernando Mendoza. So if that is, and look, if the Raiders win on Sunday, well, then the conversation ends even before it begins, because I don't think that the Raiders are trading out of that pick when they have as desperate a need as quarterback as they do. The Raiders organization has two desperate needs, quarterback and a new barber.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But then the question for the Jets is, okay, if Mendoza's out, what are the quarterbacks are going to be available in the draft this year? Is the kid from Oregon coming out? Who else is going to be available in the draft this year? Because I think that that's what you have to figure out. Maybe get a placeholder for the first couple of weeks. That should be simple enough. But it can't just be that the placeholder is here for the whole year. There is no play. Have you gone through the names of people that might be available? It's like going shopping today for all your Christmas gifts. The shelves are barren. There ain't nothing there. It's all gone. It's only the leftovers. The leftovers nobody wants. 80% off. They still don't want it. Mitch Trubisky or Kirk Cousins or Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota. Malik Willis. You know what I mean? Like the name. Gardner Minshew. Can you imagine going into next year and the starting quarterback for the Jets is Gardner Minshew? Come out and get your tickets now. Gardner Minshew as he takes on the Patriots. And take a look at worrying about the division at this point is so meaningless because the Jets are miles away. They are universes away from worrying about the top teams in their own division. But look at the quarterbacks you got in your division. You got Josh Allen and you got Drake May. Like, how are you competing in that field? It's a mess. There are no easy solutions for the New York Jets, so they should be hoping that the Giants do get that number one pick and that they figure out a way to be able. That's the cleanest road to figuring out the quarterback thing. Now, is it foolproof? No, there's no foolproof plans. Every plan comes with dangers. So all the people who are going to call up at 888-808-1019, well, you know, the Jets have drafted other quarterbacks high and it's not worked out. Well, what's the option? Don't draft another quarterback? Don't try to find a solution at the position? That plan is also, that one is foolproof. That will definitely fail. That is doomed to fail. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go out to Larry is in Long Beach. Larry, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I think you got it all wrong on Aaron Glenn.
All right, give it to me.
Team won 3 games in 5 weeks at the end of October, beginning of November. He's proven he can win. Mugi had to step in and do the institutional tanks.
You know that they play 17 games, Larry. I mean, they've won 3 games. Last year, it was a disaster. They won 5.
They traded away their superstars. They traded away their defensive superstars and then won
after they started 0-7.
Aaron Glenn has proven he can galvanize this bunch. He's the guy for
what?
Right now.
How?
You want to go back to square one with a new coach? Who are you going to hire anyway? So
can I find somebody who's better than Aaron Glenn?
I think Aaron Glenn is doing fine with what he's working with. They traded away his defense. And
yes, they started 0-7. They had all those guys back then.
No, they traded them and they won those games.
Yes, they had them and they were 0-7. They weren't going anywhere with them, so they traded them away.
Right, so now he's got draft picks to work with.
Okay.
So you don't blow your top draft pick on a quarterback. You do what the Giants did. You get a guy like Jackson Dart, whoever's going to be a late first round, early second round quarterback. You get a stud up at the top of the draft, and you rebuild. Aaron Glenn got you 3 wins with no studs on defense. You got rid of his good defensive players, and then he won games. He's proven he can be a leader of men and galvanize the team and win games.
Win games. All right,
that's
they're going to win 3 games. They're going to have
that's
the third.
That's what you're building on towards next year.
All right, well, look, Larry, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I hate the Jets. I'm a Dolphin fan. The only thing I have as a salvation is that the Jets are somehow more embarrassing than my own organization. The idea that Aaron Glenn has proven anything in this year, am I being pranked? Is this a prank thing? Prank caller. He's won 3 games. No coach doesn't win any games, but Aaron Glenn has come pretty close to it. Great, he's won 3 games. They started 0-7, and they're going to finish the year getting their doors blown off. Again, they've been outscored 111-36 the last 3 weeks, and they face the Patriots and Bills the final 2 weeks. Like, I don't know what less Aaron Glenn could possibly show you in year one. The quarterback that they decided to go with was a disaster. I went into the year saying, you know what, just show me 2 things. Let me see Justin Fields every single week, because he does have some injury history. So I wanted to see him, and let's see if you can develop him into a quarterback. We got the answer very quickly. No, we cannot. And the other thing was, I was just like, hey, let's try to pretend like you know what you're doing. Like, just kind of look like you know what you're doing. Also, big fat no. So if you think that Aaron Glenn has proven anything, I'm telling you right now, what's the day? The day is the 24th. Hopefully next year at this time, I'll be hosting in a similar time slot. And we can put this in the sports time capsule. I'm telling you right now, and it won't even get to December 24th. Aaron Glenn goes into next season on the hot seat. He will. You know how this works. All this stuff is nonsense about patience. You preached patience back when they hired him. I heard calls to this day. I really like what Aaron Glenn's doing. They lost the first 3 weeks. This guy is lost. Get this guy out of here. Fire this guy. 3 games into the season. Now, I'm not telling you that I would have done that either. But if you're looking for evidence that Aaron Glenn is a good head coach, man, you got to be Indiana Jones. You got to be in the caves. You got to be digging through things. You got to be an anthropologist to be able to dig down deep. He's galvanizing the team. How galvanized did they look getting blown out by the Saints? Getting blown out by the Dolphins. Yeah, they're really, really coming together. Really coming together and just being an awful organization. Let's go out to Matt is on the treadmill. Matt, I think. Is it a town called Treadmill or is he actually on the treadmill?
No, it's awesoming, but I did call one time a couple weeks ago when I was on the treadmill.
All right. Well, whatever right. it is, Matt. Matt's on planet Earth. Give it to us.
Exactly. Listen, I'm not a big believer in firing coaches after one season, but Aaron Glenn's got to go. I agree with what you're saying. The last call, Larry, I mean, saying, oh, he traded our best defensive players who weren't doing anything.
Right.
Like you said, they were 0-7. You traded those guys. I agree with the draft picks, but that's only half of it, right? The other half is now actually getting something with those draft picks. The job's not done. Stockpiling the picks is great. But
yeah, that's the easy part.
Somebody that could actually, you know, go out there and pick the right people, what does it all mean?
And it's not just picking the right guy. There's also a big part, and Jet fans should know this better than anybody. It's not just picking the right guy. It's developing that guy. And what confidence do you have that Aaron Glenn is going to be able to have a hand in picking the quarterback if they go out and draft a quarterback this year and then bring that guy in and put him in a position of success?
Right. I don't see that with him. I was turned off by him in the first 2-3 weeks just based on his post game conferences about we have to look at film, and it's like, listen, okay, I could say Aaron Glenn forgot more about football than I ever know.
Obviously,
knew,
absolutely,
but I don't need to go back and look at film to see what just took place on the field. That was an utter disaster.
Last thing I want to do is go back and look at film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, Matt, anyway, I'm with you.
You know, we have to make some wholesale changes, and that's really the bottom line. Again, it's unfortunate, again, but that's the only way this team is going to be able to put something together to move forward.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky situation. There's no easy answers. You know, with the Giants, like if the Giants did not draft Jackson Dart, their path forward would be pretty clear cut. Where okay, we got the number one pick, we can go out and get a quarterback. I don't see what the path is, at least not right now. Now, look, there's a long way to go. There's going to be more than one quarterback in the draft this year. We'll figure it out. But there's a dual-pronged thing of not just picking the right guy. Now, the Jets have picked the right guy at times. It looks like Sam Darnold, if they would have been able to develop, they did not come close to developing him. They've also picked the wrong guy in Zach Wilson. So they've kind of gotten it wrong from both ends, but I mean, that's what this is going to hinge on. And when you're talking about this, you're talking about the next 3 years. You're talking about the future of this organization. There's a lot riding on this. Like getting the quarterback right and then developing that guy. Like, what did you see this year that would make you believe that that's right around the corner for the New York Jets? And what's the path forward? Again, there's not a great quarterback out there that you can say, hey, let's go out and get somebody to come in here and establish something, and we'll draft a guy in 2027. In the words of Apollo Creed, if you're Aaron Glenn, there is no tomorrow. Next year is going to be a very big year. You were able to make a good portion of the fan base pivot by the fact that they traded away the guys and they brought in draft picks, and they're going back to, I don't even know what it is. I thought they were already at square one. Square zero? Square negative one? I don't know where they're at. But enough of the fan base pivoted off of that, and they buy. All right, yeah, we got draft picks. We're good. Now, you can't do that a second time. You don't get the ability to. Next year, if things go wrong, you can't trade away more guys and say, no, we're going to have even more draft. I don't think people are going to buy it then. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls. We'll get into some other NFL stuff with the games on Christmas. Lots to do as we take you up until 2. It's Gordon Damer here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.